Good morning and good afternoon.
Hold on, let the music play.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to those of you in our radio land. My name is Halim the Dream Builder for the empowering the modern day achievers so they too can become doctors of self-esteem. And we like to give them a qualifier as the being master inspirational success teachers. Our goal is to assist them to become that. And we are addressing a number of matters to help young people become leaders and not followers. We're talking about leaders of their best self, leaders of their internal greatness that is in every human being. And we want to inspire them not to be criers, but to inspire them to have integrity and to understand that the integrity has a cultural root for them. And we're talking about their DNA, who they are in their DNA traits. So we want to assist these young people as modern-day achievers to be inspirational in their DNA as a basis for integrity that does not conflict with their unleashed potential. See, we want to help their potential to soar as the eagle would soar in the sky. We want to help young people learn how to mentally fly to their destinations we call success. And utilizing the ideas of success, we have to help them understand that they are universal custodians, and what we're saying in that idea is that custodians are caretakers of the earth, and that's a big social responsibility. We somehow now have to frame it as a patriotic duty. So the idea of them becoming universal custodians who are doing their patriotic duty to help this society of America and around the world be better, and the idea of helping people to be free from the dumb, free from the dumb behavior that many adults do who are not really thinking that their behavior is modeling not a successful but someone who's a failure, is drinking alcohol, smoking dope, and just kind of doing things that are taking them off track. And the young people are watching everything you do. So you got to be very careful what you do and what you say around young people. Now, you're going to assist them in a de-assimilation process. Now, assimilation is the idea of acting like somebody else, assimilating to what is the broader culture. But these young people have very specific cultural roots they come from, and we're going to encourage the de-assimilation process, where we are going to reverse the dumbing down of creativity to conform to what is the standard of people who are not really, really successful in their thinking. Now, a lot of these principles we are addressing from my own experience and from the experience of a great American hero named Dr. Napoleon Hill. Now, he might know him as being an author of Think and Grow Rich, and yes, he was very much a master and concerned about people beyond color, because before he passed, he had started a manuscript writing about ways to help black people at the time, who he considered, and which the world considered even then now, but even now even more, some of the most ignorant people on the planet when it comes to business and wealth building. And so Napoleon Hill started his book, and before he finished it, he passed on, and his partner, Clement Stone, found his manuscript, which is 100 pages underneath his desktop, and they done a national search, and they found eventually a professor who's at Clark State University right now, Atlanta, Clark Atlanta University, by the name of Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. So Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, he took on the assignment for a contract, and he made money in producing the book called Think and Grow Rich, a Black Choice. But he said to me, from his mouth to my ears, that that was Napoleon Hill's book. And we know that Napoleon Hill had interest in helping black people. If we understand that, that's very critical for that time period. Now, let's roll up the clock forward to, say, 2017, and let's look one step further in terms of the potential of 2018. So 2017, we know that there's not a whole lot of black millionaires to the level that would help us as the economy grow. So we'll make a prediction, say in the year 2018, we're going to inspire so many young people to make millions, to become millionaires through their vision of themselves, which we call visioneering, like engineering. But see, we're going to help young people to become visioneers, to learn how to take their visions and take their gifts of what God has given them naturally, and those gifts vary. So we're going to not put a limit on them, and we're going to ask them to please don't put a limit on yourself, because God Almighty, who created all of us, he never put a limit on us. We limit ourselves, right? So we're going to teach them the fount of abundance and how they could tap into that energy source in their own subconscious mind, or the mastermind, or the cosmic mind, or whatever people call it. Understand it. It's the part of I guess in terms of Napoleon Hill's definition, it was like the brain and the subconscious mind and the conscious mind overlap at some point, and that center point becomes like the cosmic mind from his perspective, or the cosmic mind, or the mastermind. Now, there's some other very insightful teachers who have brought this idea of the cosmic mind to another level, and we have to give them credit where credit's due, and that's the Honorable Imam Warsdeen Muhammad, the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who founded the Nation of Islam, who helped black people learn how to learn to work and do for themselves, learn to earn, and earn to do what? To invest in the community of self. Because if we, for example, as adults, don't know how to titillate the young people's thinking to become these prolific, what we call social engineering psychologists, or let me say it a different way, ergonomic system design engineers. And those are the people like Dr. George Washington Carver, who understood quite clearly that you cannot build a community without having consideration for the aptitude of the people. So under Dr. George Washington Carver's thinking process, he said very famously, we have to fit the community to the people, not vice versa. We have to fit the community to the people instead of fitting the people to the community. Now, I'll give you a little idea what that means in a layman's language. For example, if a poor person is, you know, all their life come up in a poor community, and one day they get some money and they want to go across the bridge or down the street where the rich community is, and they want to walk in there and they want to buy something, and they might come into town, and everybody in the town know they're not from this community. And so they realize that, call the police, this person's downtown in our community, and we don't have those people here, and because they look like losers in terms of comparing to our natural order here in this community. So if we don't fit the community to the people will be failures. Because if you understand that no one is a failure as a human being, it's just the systems of reinforcement that are not reinforcing the positive traits of leadership in these young people and the families of which they come from. So Dr. Carver laid out this plan, and I'm here to tell you that I have been very committed to this for many years, and we're talking about for the purposes of African-American people as a primary source, because in all honesty, African-American people unlike any of the people here in America, whatever you want to call us, we are like not really working together as a family, as a community, even from our own spiritual perspectives as Muslims, Christians, Buddhists, Jews, whatever. Every time we come together to argue and not to cooperate. And so we are modeling a level of failure that no people ever in the past, in the present, or the future will be successful with that behavior. So we're asking you today, those of us who are listening and those of us who understand the principles of Think and Grow Rich, that we actually do something to save our young people. So I want to just give a number to you. If you want to call me anytime, you can call me 24/7, 365, and I'm on the case to save the race, not the race specifically of color, but the race to success, because it's a race to success, and only those who are fortunate who have the ability to sprint in their mental thinking and to be marathon runners in their mental thinking that will win the gold. And we're talking this as young people. They have more courage than we ever give them credit for. So I'm going to sign off today and ask you to just tune in. And we have a show that happens every Saturday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, which is 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we want to encourage you to chime in, tune in, and get inspired by me, Haleem the Dream Builder, Doctor of Self-Esteem, empowering young people we call modern-day achievers to be the new leaders in our communities. I'm gone. I'll talk to you soon. Don't be afraid to call. I don't bite.
Brother Holly.
Yes, sir.
Brother Holly, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. All right, that's fine. Now I'm going to do something right now. Just bear with me for 1 second. I'm going to check something out. Stay there. Hold on a minute. I'm going to try something. Okay, can you still hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay, just 1 second. Hold on, just 1 second. Okay, now, can you still hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's really good. That's really good. Okay, because I'm doing all this via this device, okay?
Okay.
All right. I started off, I was on the telephone, but I turned off my phone, and so my microphone is attached to my device, which tells me, you know, that this device will allow you to do the whole thing. See, now let me go ahead, and it's just you and me, and this is not going to be archived because we're having this conversation. We can edit out all of this, but since I was talking to you, I just wanted to check and make sure that the system works. I want to add one more thing just to see how this is going to work. Just give me a second. I'm going to throw this music in, and then we're going to finish this conversation on this unit, and I'm going to call you on the regular telephone, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You can see if this music keeps in. Just give me a second here. Okay, well, I'll just use this one. This one's set up to go. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get off of this now. I'm going to call you on the phone. Let's just check something out.
Okay, I'm hanging up as well, too. I'm good.
Okay.